The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the season finale for season 4 of Total Bellas. That's right, episode 10 is here, and this is probably the calmest season finale I think I've ever seen involving the Bella Twins. I have to say that. It was actually a little bit meh. I mean, not meh in a bad way, but just when you think about last season's season finale, it's like the polar opposite almost.
Yeah, in a way. It was very calm. It was very, hey, we're just going to focus on our businesses.
It was very uplifting in a wonderful way.
We're going to drink a bunch of wine, mess around with centaurs, you know.
Which they don't know how to say that word.
Centaurs?
No, they were saying like centaurs.
Centaurs, yeah.
Brian loves his shit. We'll get there. But yeah, this was a very, I don't know, like, I don't even know how to describe this episode. It was very calm. It was very uplifting to see where the girls are at in their lives. It was very much,
I have a word. We had closure.
That's a great word for that. This was closure. This almost felt like, in a way, like a series finale as opposed to just a season finale. Because there was that sense of closure of the girls are leaving this season in a much better place than they started.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very satisfying ending to the season, but it's almost a very dissatisfying ending to the season because this feels like the end of the show.
Which is not.
I believe there will be a season 5, but it's just, this feels like the end of the show. And it's like, but it's not. And there was no real hook in this show like there has been in the past to get you to watch next season. And that's what they typically do at the end of these, is they do some kind of hook or something that says, hey, you know, I have to watch next season. I have to see next season. And they're just, that was not here.
I mean, there was, but there wasn't because, you know, the relationship that's sort of brewing that they kind of teased. That was sort of a thing. I mean, for those fans, it's like, here's what something to look forward to. It's that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there is that. But I mean, like I said, you have to compare it to the previous.
There's no breakup season with John Cena.
There is no breakup with John Cena. There is no proposal. There is no, are they gonna break up? Are they not gonna break up? There was none of the drama. This very much lacked drama. In fact, the last, I would say, few episodes of the show, really almost this entire season, minus the first few episodes after the fallout of the breakup, there was not a lot of drama.
No.
It was a much more uplifting season because, again, this was about Nikki's journey back to after John Cena, her finding herself again, her finding her footing, and her moving forward in her life. This was about Bree and Brian taking the next step in their life. This was very much about change. This was all about just almost in a way growing up. We watched the girls grow up this season, which is stupid to say because they're 35-year-old women, but you know what? Sometimes it takes you a while to get there, and sometimes it's like when you decide, hey, I'm ready to move on with my life. I'm ready to be me. I'm ready to do this. I want this. I'm going to go after it. That's when you quote-unquote grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nikki's ready to go out on her own and do her own thing. Bree and Brian are ready to have a second child. They're ready. Bree is ready to retire. She's ready to settle down and create a home for her children and have a life with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, especially at the beginning of the season, they were very career-driven. They were very career-focused. They were all about their businesses. And really, at the end of the season, yes, they are still about the businesses, but for Bree, her focus has shifted almost entirely to Birdie.
Yeah.
And she says that in the show, every decision that she makes is driven by Birdie.
Birdie and the future child.
Yes. Right now, it's just Birdie, though.
Mm-hmm. This episode, like, I imagine, there's not a lot to dive into. Like,
there isn't. There really isn't.
They harvest some grapes. They stomp some grapes. Brian talked about his heel turn, which is cool.
Yeah, one thing that was interesting about this episode was that it opened at the close. And what I mean by that was, or close at the open, I should say. Let me get that right. I just love the Harry Potter quote, where it really kind of started in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode ends with them in Napa. And this is the first time that Nikki has been back since the whole breakup scenario happened with Cena. Mm-hmm. And it's very emotional for her. And I think what this really was, and we can kind of get a little bit more in the end, is this is really where Nikki lets go of John, is right in this time frame. Not necessarily in this episode, we don't see that on the show, but she's been kind of sort of been able to escape it in the sense of she's Bree, she's Brian, she's Birdie, she's her mother, she has her brother, she has her brother's wife, she has her brother's children. You know, she has all these people around her. She has work, she has everything around her, so she doesn't have to think about what happened and think about the ramifications and all of that, and what her life is going to be without John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she hasn't had to worry about that. She hasn't had to think about that. And in this episode, this was, I feel like, especially towards the end, where that really hit home for her.
Mm-hmm.
That now it's, she is on her own without him. Completely on her own without him. And who is she and what is she going to become?
Mm-hmm.
What does she want herself to be?
Yeah. And we're going to probably see that next season of who she becomes and how she gets into that. And yeah, that's sort of what this episode was about. Again, closure was the whole thing. They said goodbye to the vacation, the rental house that they were living in San Diego. They got rid of that house. They said goodbye. They moved into Phoenix. Like, it's a closing one book, opening a new. That's what they did in this episode. And that's all it really was. You got the fallout from Evolution. We saw that again. Daniel Bryan turned heel. The one quote that I pulled out, I love when children boo. It's my favorite thing.
And he says it with a smile on his face. You can tell he's thoroughly enjoying the heel turn and everything to do with it. Like, he's like, I did this and I did this. And then, oh yeah, I kicked AJ Styles directly in the balls. You know, it is just like, okay, Bryan. Like, this was also about Bryan moving forward, and I have no right to judge, but I did have a little bit of a problem because I don't know if the party was actually on Survivor Series night. I would hope it wasn't, but part of this episode was they were going to throw a 35th birthday bash because their birthday fell in this period that they were filming, and so they were going to have a small party, a small family get together in LA. It just happened to be supposedly on the night of Survivor Series, which is a few days before their birthday. Their actual birthday, because again, the girls weren't used on Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it wasn't Survivor Series. It was, where did Brian face Brock?
Yeah, it was Survivor Series.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was. I just wasn't sure. But yeah, anyway, so they have, you see this juxtaposition of Brian getting his dream match and he's facing off against Brock Lesnar and he's really biting and digging into this new heel character that he has. And then you see the girls partying, completely unaware of what's going on with Brian. And it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, hold on a second. This is not the Brie that I have come to know. Her husband's in a high profile match. He's the WWE champion and he's main eventing a pay-per-view and she's not even watching it. I mean, I know she has a life outside her husband, but like every other time she's been like either there or she's been watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like a little not good to not that I have a right to judge, but to show them partying and living it up at their birthday party when it's like, you knew when Survivor Series was, you could have easily scheduled this when he wasn't at TV or at a pay-per-view to be there, because I'm sure he would want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And schedule it on the same night that he has a major match, knowing he's going to have a major match. Like, that was just like, I don't know.
So there's that. Oh, speaking of that party. And the centaur, right?
The centaur. Mr. McAbs. And the ab off.
There was the ab off. And are you our DD for the night? Can we ride him home?
I would like to point out Nikki and Bree's mother asked that question. It's a quality question. I think we all wanted to know the answer to that. I mean, shit, everybody can just hop on an ab and just ride him home. It's perfect.
But the one news story that came out of this show, Nikki Bella's officially hung up the boots, or hung up the jersey, as it were. She's officially retired from in-ring competition with WWE. That is noteworthy to point out.
Yes.
So, there is that.
Is her last official match is with Ronda Rousey at Evolution.
No, the last official match was on the European tour.
High-profile
match was on pay-per-view, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, point is, she's done.
She's done. She's through. And I mean, honestly, you really can't go any higher than what she went. And what I mean by that is she main evented a pay-per-view. It wasn't WrestleMania, but I don't think WrestleMania was ever going to be in the cards for her. So she got to main event a pay-per-view with Ronda Rousey. It was the first all-women's pay-per-view. It was historic. You really can't get much better than that than main eventing WrestleMania. But again, that wasn't there. So you really can't do more than that. And honestly, she's got so much else going on in her life. They're running multiple businesses. She's got appearances. And she has her own personal life that she has to deal with. That, you know, wrestling doesn't fit into the scheme of things anymore. Mm-mm. And there was a lot of commentary, especially when they're in Napa, that she just wants to stay in Napa and enjoy it and have a good time, but she has to get in a car and she has to leave because she's committed to the European tour, and she's a little jealous of Brie because Brie gets to stay because Brie's retired. And so that I really feel like that made Nikki think about it. And also, it's not as much fun without her sister. You know, it's just not. They did it together. It's the Bella twins. And I think there's a little bit of fear in Nikki that, well, if Brie isn't there, are they going to want her? Mm-hmm. You know, if it's only one, are people still going to be interested? So it could be she because Brie retired, Nikki retired, because it's like, well, I don't want to find out. And I've had a good run. She's completely fine with letting go of it all and moving on to that next phase of her life and figuring out what that's going to be. Because at this point, Nikki Bella doesn't need wrestling. She's a very successful entrepreneur. She's a reality star. She's a celebrity. And most importantly, she's happy. She's in a good place in her life. So she doesn't really need wrestling for anything other than something to do, which she certainly doesn't need that.
No.
She's got enough on her plate. In fact, Brie lectures her about saying no to some things, which I think is incredibly ironic.
Yeah.
Seeing as, what, last week or 2 weeks ago, Nikki was the one giving the speech about saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a little sad to see the Bella twins retire, but at the same point, I feel like it was time for them, if that makes sense. It's not meant as an insult. It's just the division has changed. The division is different, and they weren't around enough to really be a part of it anymore. It's always nice when they come back. It's always wonderful to see them. Don't get me wrong, but it's the division has moved on. And so I felt like it was time that, you know, yeah, you do step away, you do walk away, and you move on with your life.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it was. But yeah, let's talk about the cliffhanger at the end. Who's she dating?
So, one of the things that we see towards the end of the episode, like Rock mentioned, is Brie and Brian and Nikki all driving away from the rental house in San Diego, and Brian and Brie go one way and Nikki goes the other, and it's symbolic of them obviously parting ways. So Brie and Brian go off to Arizona and they move into the house in Arizona, and Nikki goes off to LA, and there's no time frame mentioned in terms of how long they've been apart, but we see Brie and Brian settling into the house, which is a very nice house, you know, and them ready to start that next chapter in their life, and them sort of reminiscing about how Nikki is not there. Mm-hmm. And Nikki is not going to be there unless she just randomly shows up. But there's no chance that she's just going to...
It's not going to be Wednesday drop-by.
Yeah, it's not going to be Wednesday drop-by. She's got to make plans to come out because she's so far away. Meanwhile, we see Nikki strutting her stuff, looking like a million bucks in L.A., and she's all dressed up, and she's all, you know, she's ready for date night. And, well, we find out who she's got a date night with, which we knew all along. I think everybody knew, but it was just we were waiting for the confirmation. I mean, from the second that they were, like, sitting in that restaurant looking at each other, it's like, oh, yeah, you guys are so together. That would be Artem.
She has a lot in common with a Russian.
She's getting her some Artem, which I don't blame her. He's a cutie. And, yeah, she's moving on, and she's getting herself back out on the market, and she's dating Artem. So, good for her.
Yep.
Hope it works out.
So, that's basically everything that happened on Total Bellas.
Yeah, so we end the season with the Bella twins going to that next chapter of their life, whatever it may be. So, will Brie and Brian be pregnant by next season? We'll have to see. Will Nikki and Artem still be together by next season? I don't know, but I think that does it for Total Bellas, at least season 4, what do you think?
It does. This will conclude the Rack Extra Season 4 of Total Bells. Make sure you catch up all the episodes. Make sure you check out the Rack Extra reviews, Ms. and Mrs. starting April 2nd, right here at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Use credit code RackSock in the Fortnite item shop and check out the Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LinsWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bells Edition, the season finale, and we'll see you very soon with Ms. and Mrs. Till then, bye!